Next item is the administrator's report, and also I neglected to mention that Mr. Forney and Mr. Shell are here also from the Land Trust Board. As part of the administrator's report, I wanted to mention about the Jefferson Award and a county employee, Frank Shade. We are pleased to announce that Mr. Frank Shade, the county's purchasing agent, is one of 16 local winners this year in the WBOC Jefferson Awards for Public Service. Mr. Shade received the award on January 5th in the council chambers by WBOC's Jimmy Hoppe. He was honored for the work on behalf of various causes and charities, including the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and the Lower Delaware Autism Foundation. The purpose of the Jefferson Award is to encourage and reward individuals for their contributions to public and community service. Mr. Shade is one of the original county paramedics and is currently working as the county's purchasing agent. He also serves as president of the Pumpkin Chunkin' Association. We wish to congratulate Mr. Shade on this prestigious award, and he is here today in the back. And
come on, Bowser. We'd like to
very service-oriented. The next item is Sussex County Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. This committee will meet on Monday, January 22nd at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County West Administrative Complex, North DuPont Boulevard, Georgetown. The media, as well as the general public, is welcome to attend. Included with this report is a copy of the agenda. Beneficial acceptance. The engineering department granted beneficial acceptance to the reserves phase 2 agreement 259 on January 10th. The developer is Gary Stover Jr., Stover Homes LLC, and the project is located on Woodland Avenue in the Ocean View expansion of the Bethany Sewer District, consisting of 15 single family lots. Included with this report is a fact sheet on the project. And finally, the Delaware Department of Transportation will hold a public workshop regarding the Western Parkway project on January 22nd from 4 o'clock to 7 p.m. at the Cape and Lopen High School cafeteria. Alternatives retained for detailed study regarding the proposed Western Parkway project, as well as a grade-separated interchange at U.S. 9 Route 1 Five Points, will be discussed. A copy of the public notice is attached.
Study
to death. Yeah,
thank you. Mr. Ludke. Mr. Rogers, can you attend the meeting on January the 22nd, the
no.
Physical Disabilities and Aging Committee?
I don't think so. I'll have to look.
You're old enough, aren't you?
They asked me to send you each time. Now I've got a meeting at the Cape and Lopen Saturday day. 22nd in the morning. So we'll be there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Since last year. You have in front of you a handout that looks kind of like this. We've, Station 103, which has been located at the Stokely Center, we've been there rent-free since the station's inception. It was one of the first stations in the county. It's operated by the state. We were informed some time ago that that they are making some major changes at that center and that we would not be a part of those changes. We were more recently informed that that was going to be imminent, probably within 9 months. We would have to vacate the station that we're currently in. At the same time, we had put up a new unit originally as a floating unit, the 108 unit. It is now assigned to the Georgetown area because the Georgetown area is getting busier, and we found that although it was a floating unit, most of its floating was taking place in the Georgetown area because of the volume. With that in mind, we looked to moving the 103 station further south. Currently, 103 being in Stokely and 108 being in Georgetown, they're really closer together than is efficient. And our needs in the southern area of the county, in the 105 area, in the Clarksville area, Millville and whatnot, that unit is now getting much busier, and we found that we're more in need of backup that way. So, in looking further south, we found a location on Route 20. It's indicated on your maps as the new location, just off of 113, which will give us better service into Millsboro. into Frankfurt, into Dagsboro, and better backup to 105 and better service over towards towards the Gumboro area. And that area has been an area of concern for some time. So location-wise, the location that we're looking at is superior to where we are now. We need to move anyhow, so this is this looks like the way to go. The station itself will provide provides more room than we currently have, so that we'll be able to put a paramedic unit in, put a reserve unit there in the station, and provide secure space for some of our special operations vehicles. In our last budget, we budgeted for a pole building to put some of those vehicles in out of the weather, because the weather is really the trailers that we've gotten, all these things we've gotten from the state, from the federal government, from FEMA and whatnot, are now sitting outside. This will give us an opportunity to put much of that equipment undercover inside so that it'll last the way it's supposed to last. We're currently wasting a lot of electricity. It's interesting that the cooperative was in here earlier, because those vehicles, the trailers and whatnot, have to be plugged in now because of what's inside them. So we're running either heat or air conditioning, depending on the season, sitting out in an open parking lot. So it gives us the advantage of also being able to put those vehicles inside. In addition, we also plan to put in an exercise facility for our personnel. We're increasingly concerned at the age of our personnel. Our workforce is getting older as the service is getting older. And physical conditioning is a concern for us, because the job that our people do is a very physical job. This will give us the space to put in, and we had previously budgeted for but never had a place to put in exercise equipment for our personnel. And this would work for all of the personnel in the department, not just the personnel assigned to that station. The amount of the lease is $3,850 per month. We have sufficient funds in our current budget. We had budgeted in advance in realization that sooner or later we'd be moving out of that station, and that it would probably be this year. We have sufficient funds currently budgeted in the current budget to cover that cost. And of course, we're in the process of crafting our budget presentation for next year, and obviously we'll include that cost in the next budget presentation. So we ask that you approve the lease that we've crafted with Mr. Parker. We think it's very fair. He's giving us a very good price on the amount of space that we're getting.
Glenn, are you getting both the whole building?
Yes, sir. The whole building. One side will constitute the 103 station. There is a divider down the middle. The other side will be where we put the special operations vehicles and whatnot. And we'll probably put a small office in there as well, and run all of our special operations things out of that building. So it'll all be centrally located.
Are they going to, I mean, I know you normally put some living area and stuff like that and all that type of stuff. Is that going to be part of the deal?
Yes, Mr. Parker is going to build out the property and you know, put in the rooms and necessary whatnot that we stuff. Need. The design will be very similar to, as far as the amount of space that we have, to the station in Bridgeville, the 107 that station would build. We've used that as kind of our model for the future.
That's cool.
Does this include all utilities?
No, it does not.
Well, it includes sewer and water.
Yeah, it includes water and sewer, but not electric or gas.
Yeah, we just take the trailer down and plug it in.
That's normal. I mean, that's about what we're paying now at those stations.
All of our stations, with the exception of Station 91 and Station 102, are what we're sharing facilities with the volunteer fire service or with the ambulance service.
Okay.
Yeah. This is more expensive, but it's also a lot more space than we've had.
How many square feet?
7,800 square feet, plus or minus.
Good size. Yeah, it looks a lot like Bridgeville.
So you will be able to store all the equipment?
Yes, sir. We'll be able to get most of it. We're still working on configurations, what we can move where. Mm-hmm. But those trailers, if you ride by our headquarters up the street here, the trailers that are sitting outside, and we have the hazmat trailer and the vehicle that pulls the hazmat trailer. We're looking to get all that stuff inside.
The stuff we got from the Homeland Security, is that part of the,
yes, sir.
That also that you plan on putting in?
They're right.
Sitting out. The hazmat truck trailer, resource units are all sitting in various places.
Right.
We have them stored in various places. And
okay. So be much
you
more
room for technical rescue storage?
We have one.
Good possibility.
Come here, put them at the airport. Technical rescue storage.
Yeah. So this is getting almost like a mortgage payment. Are we getting any time maybe where we might want to buy something?
It's interesting that Susan brought that up, is that at some point in time, we've been rental-oriented, and we need to shift to perhaps buying.
Well, in a couple locations, you might want to have some fixed locations that the county owns.
Yeah, we agree. The one consideration that's always leaned us towards renting is the fact that the state will pick up 40% of the rental cost, but they will not pick up any of building cost.
If we build a building
They'll pick up build-out cost, but they won't pick up the cost of building, constructing the building. But as you say, I mean, we're a growing service in a growing county. We're not going to get smaller.
We got to keep this equipment sitting outside. We used to do a lot of that with our engineering department with the sewer places. And there was this stuff was sitting out and ruining. By the time it was ever used, it was,
and that's what we're
rusty.
Any other question, Mr. Ludke or Mr. Stewart?
No, I don't think so.
Being none, anybody got a motion?
Yes, sir. We have a motion that the Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement between J&Y Parker Family Limited Partnership and Sussex County, Delaware, for the use of the building owned by them as described therein by Sussex County EMS as Paramedic Station 103.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones. Second, Mr.
Second.
A little squeal there. Got mine turned up a little hot, I think. Motion, Mr. Jones. Second, Mr. Phillips. To motion just read by Mr. Ludke. Questions on the motion on the lease?
Who got feedback?
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes. Motion's carried.
Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.